Who plays the piano in that?
I do.
Is that you?
Yep.
Oh, nice. I saw you, Jack Singer. That was my very first concert when I arrived in Calgary. City in Color at Jack Singer.
That was cold.
And you, it was, yeah, no kidding. It was a nice welcome to the city. Yeah. It's X929. We've got Alexis on Fire in studio at Dallas and George. And you had the piano out there the whole time. We'll meet you. They'll come and talk to you after. Just hang around, hang around. No, no, the sign's good. No, no, we're not mad. There's a girl at the window who made a homemade I love you sign. Which one, though?
I think it's a plural.
Is it?
It's a plural.
You guys.
I love yous guys.
Yous guys. Yous guys are great.
Yeah. Yous guys is good.
Here's the... On your MySpace page, the description of the band is...
Did
you write that, or is that your label?
Who wrote it?
No, wait. Are you doing the description or the bio?
Sounds like it... The
description's fine.
Description's fun. Okay. Yeah, the bio's kind of...
goofy.
Yeah.
I wrote the description.
Sounds like a guy with a pretty voice getting into an argument with a guy who is kind of upset about things. While a guy who really likes punk is laughing with a guy who likes to rhyme while there's a guy who looks like a rat keeping time.
Yeah.
Get it? You wrote that?
Yeah.
Does the drummer look like a rat?
No, but his name's Ratbeard.
Oh, okay. Oh, because we
call him. Well, it doesn't really have anything to do with his beard, but I guess he kind of looks like a rat. But yeah, no, we call him Ratbeard. So
not a bad way.
I just every time I read bands like what they sound like, it's just so serious. So I just thought that would be funny. I think I was bored one night on tour.
Levity is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't take things too seriously.
Exactly.
Otherwise, you'd be Bono.
Exactly.
Tell us. I saw on the website. If someone gets an Alexis on Fire tattoo,
yeah,
you'll let them into a show for free. There's some restrictions because it's obviously taken off.
It's gotten a bit
crazy now. Like, we did it at first because we didn't think that anyone would really do it. So like anybody who did it would be like a diehard fan. But now
kids started doing it, right? Like kids got like tattoos before we were inviting them into our shows for free.
Yeah, that was the whole thing. Like.
They're already doing
it. But now it's like a lot of kids are doing it, and like we can't even accompany them because accommodate them is what the word I wanted to say, yeah, but I said accompany, which is wrong. because like, you know, we'll have a sold out show with a guest list, and then like we're beyond the fire code of the building,
yeah.
And then like 10 more people are like, well, we have tattoos, and we're like, okay, but we can't let you in, and it's not our fault, but you know, it's illegal to have this many people in the building.
Yeah.
And then they get mad at us, but I apologize to everyone.
We should put out like a special edition tattoo thing, and then like you know, like I don't know, like we make like a 7-inch or something like that. That only people with tattoos that come up to the merch table they get one.
Yeah, like a new thing.
Like a new
thing.
There you
go.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
That way they buy their tickets, but then they can get the bonus no matter
what.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
But now there's an obligation though. These people are making a lifelong commitment to Alexis on Fire. You guys have got to stay together until you're dead now.
Wow. No. We'll stay together until we start making bad records.
The music will live on,
I guess,
right when we die in an avalanche, you know?
Yeah.
But they're making a big commitment, though.
It is.
I'm always like, sometimes you'll see people with tattoos of bands that have long passed, and you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah. I have tattoos of bands
who
that
do
have
you,
long
who,
passed.
What are some of your tattoos?
I have a Have Love, Will Travel tattoo, which is a song by the Sonics. From, like, the 50s, you know?
Okay,
like,
yeah, but that, 50s fair enough. Stood the test of time.
Yeah.
But you didn't get it while they were around. It's like, hey, you know, they're making an investment.
Yeah,
they are.
You know?
Right. Hopefully they don't grow out of it. Well, I mean, they probably will grow out of the Alexis on Fire phase, but hopefully they'll look back on it like...
Well, at least it's kind of a cool logo. So it's not embarrassing art.
Yeah.
There you go. Can we talk? We talked briefly about City in Color. I know you're on with Alexis on Fire. But this week the news is a new album coming out February 12th.
Yeah.
Anything drastically different from the previous album?
Yeah, there's a lot more instrumentation on it. The last track is just me and a guitar and a little bit of piano here and there. And I made it in like 2 days or whatever.
Yeah.
But this record is all like... it's way cooler.
It's better.
Yeah. There's some Dan from Attack and Black.
Yeah.
He came in and like made the record with me, like played drums and every other instrument under the sun that he can play because he's one of those kids. And I've got some other guesty vocalists and stuff.
Gord Downie
from Tragically Hip sings on a song.
Does he sing about hockey?
No, he doesn't, because I don't like hockey. So
okay,
I told him there was no hockey rule.
Yeah, don't bring in their hockey.
Yeah, but I don't know.
And then a tour to follow?
Probably not till like April or May.
A little late spring.
Because we're going to be writing stuff like that. So
yeah. Nice. And then do you have a timetable for next Alexis on Fire album, or is just kind of once it gets done?
We always
maybe
next, like late next year. Yeah. We always put a we always set aside just enough time to write and record a record. And this time we didn't really want to do that. We just want to write songs and see what happens. Yeah. And then when we have songs,
instead of like taking a month to write a record, then recording it in a month, you know, like we're gonna sit around on this one for a while
and pace it out,
really mess with it.
Yeah,
cool. All right, well, show tonight. I think there might still be, because of the postponement some people could make, there might still be some at Ticketmaster. But New Year's Eve, big show. Are you gonna write any special New Year's songs?
Probably not.
You can just say no.
Maybe we'll do some covers or something.
That would be fun.
Yeah,
that would be a good time.
We'll try and
we'll have a party. We'll have a good party and celebrate the last American show for Alexis on Fire.
Yeah, we'll just have fun.
All right, we're gonna play Boil Frogs. And again, thanks for coming out and having a chat.
No problem. No thank sweat. You.
And we'll see you tonight and New Year's Eve.
Okay.
Take care.
Cool.
Alexis on Fire. X929.